USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon says suicides of active duty service members hit an all-time high last year. The Defense Department report just released says the suicide rate was 24.8 per 100,000 service members in 2018. The annual suicide report showing 541 service members confirmed or believed to have committed suicide last year. That's up from 511 in 2017. Republican Senator Mitt Romney, one of the few GOP voices who called President Trump's dealings with the president of Ukraine in a phone call deeply troubling. The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says,
I wouldn't count on him. And he's bitter about Donald Trump. I mean, every time it's like a, I don't know, it's like a child. I mean, look, Trump did what you couldn't do.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Protesters expected to try to block traffic in the nation's capital again today for another global climate strike. Millions marched in last week's global strike seeking action on climate change. In connection with today's action, a group of 16 kids from five continents, including Swedish activist Greta Thunberg, have filed a legal complaint against five nations seeking to change laws in the fight against climate change. The acting ICE director says current policies on sanctuary cities threaten public safety. Speaking at the White House, Matthew Avance said that those who support sanctuary cities to house undocumented migrants are putting politics over public safety. Alvin says in cities in California, New York, Illinois, North Carolina, and Colorado, they're creating safe havens where criminal aliens and gangs are flourishing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A California skydiver is dead after crashing into a semi-truck. The California Highway Patrol says the 28-year-old woman was descending over Highway 99 south of Sacramento yesterday afternoon when she collided with the back of a tractor trailer. She was parachuting with a group of seven people when that incident occurred, the rest of the group landing safely. Saturday Night Live will begin its 45th season tomorrow night. The show will go on without Leslie Jones, who has left SNL after nearly five seasons. She'll be replaced by two newcomers, SNL staff writer Bowen Yang and Chloe Fineman of The Groundlings. A couple of country music artists in the news receiving awards. First, Garth Brooks was recognized last night for his compassion, receiving the inaugural George H.W. Bush Points of Light Award for Caring and Compassion at an event held by the global nonprofit Points of Light in New York City. And country music legend Reba McEntire will be receiving the Artist of a Lifetime Award next month. She'll be receiving it at the 2019 CMT Artist of the Year event in Nashville, which will be broadcast on October 16th. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.